We're being joined now by Knoxville girls basketball coach Matt Richart. This interview powered by Hy-Vee on KLIA KRLS. As the Panthers were supposed to play on Friday, but the game got postponed to January 20th due to the threat of severe winter weather, ice, and everything. Coach, disappointing that you didn't get to play in the longest road trip of the year, but, safety first, as we were talking earlier.
Yeah, safety first. I'm disappointed we didn't get to go play today. Thought we could get it in. But it is what it is. You can only control what you can control, and we will be back at it on Tuesday against Sheraton.
Well, you've put together a couple of games now that, not pretty, nothing of beauty, but the key thing is you had more points at the end of the game than they did. So you got to be happy about the girls finding ways to win these last couple of games.
Yeah, I would rather win ugly than lose pretty, I suppose. I'm a Kirk Ferentz fan, so maybe winning, I don't care how I win as long as I win, I guess. I told the girls that's going to be kind of representative of how we are going to have to win this year. We're not going to put up 60 points, 50, 60 points very often, if at all. But our defense has been pretty good for the most part. 2-0 in conference, rebounding after those two games against PCM and Van Meter. As we look forward here, we hope we can get some more wins in conference, and then whatever, the chips may fall, whether it may be outside of conference. But, so we'll hopefully have some wins coming up here, and we'll try to keep getting better.
Tuesday night, Addie Duncan had one of her best games of her career, 18 points. Not sure if that's a career high or not, but she stepped up when the team needed her to step up.
Yeah, I was talking to the girls, not just her, but all the other girls. They were keen on Hannah a lot. They went box and one on Hannah off and on throughout the game. So all I told them was, when that happens, it creates space for everybody else. And I've told kids over the course of my career that when a defense is choosing to box and one somebody and it's not you, you should view that as an insult. And not to be provocative or anything, but that means that the other coaches are daring you to beat them. And and Addie, hitting what, 4 or 5 threes, 18 points. I believe that is a career high. I don't recall her last year going over 18 at all. And she's so effective, not just in the shooting, but her defense is outstanding, and she's such a fun kid to coach.
Talking to Matt Richart, Knoxville girls basketball coach on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KLIA KRLS. You were trailing 26-21, and then you go on a 12-0 run to start the fourth quarter. It looked like you stepped up the defense a little bit in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, at halftime, I talked to the girls about if they had enough of the tank to go to our press to start the third quarter, and they didn't seem too confident that they could do it for a whole half. So I told them that in between the third and fourth quarter, I was like, hey, you guys are going to hate me, but we got to press. We know that Clark struggled against the pressure against Sheraton and some other teams that I've watched on film. So we knew that we wanted to press them. But with the depth that we have, we can't do it for 32 minutes. So we had to be really selective, really strategic about when we do it. So we came out in the fourth quarter to start in that press and to force a lot of turnovers, and I really think that was the difference in the game. If it was a full half court game the whole time, I don't think that we win it. So that's a credit to our girls that, they reached deep there in the fourth quarter. We have some sickness going through the team and some slight injuries, that type of stuff, and they got it done.
Yeah, we mentioned, didn't get to play Friday night, and maybe in disguise that might be a good thing. Let the kids and let the girls kind of relax the rest of the weekend just to kind of get the sickness out, because I know there's been a couple of your really important players that have been playing with some illnesses.
Yeah, the sickness bug seems to always hit Knoxville right before Christmas break, just going back even when I was on the boys' staff. So we've had a couple of girls under the weather. We've had coaches under the weather. I've been under the weather. So it's a blessing in disguise, I suppose. But I still don't like playing 15 games after January 3rd. Yeah, but it is what it is. And hopefully we'll be as healthy as we can be, healthy as we can going into Sheraton on Tuesday.
You do have Sheraton on Tuesday. They always seem to just be that attacking, aggressive defense, and it's down there at the Charger Dome where it's on that short court where they can extend everything. How tough is that going to be, you think, Tuesday night going up against them?
Yeah, they're going to press us. They've been running that man-to-man press, and you know they have Bailey McGee's having a good year so far, and Haley Smith's having a good year. They got a couple other girls. I know the Smizer girls playing. I think I heard she might have got hurt, so I hope that's not true. I hope she's healthy. But they have some good players. They've obviously lost a lot from last year with Snook being out and or not being out, but graduating. And then Tatiana Allen Winston, she graduated. So they lost a lot of talent, but they're still, you know, Coach Lee's such a good coach, especially defensively. They always grind it out. They're going to press us. And so far this year, we have not handled pressure very well. So I don't know if I necessarily love the matchup, but we know here I got 4 or 5 days to prepare to how we want to handle that pressure. And hopefully we just, you know, keep making improvements.
And it's funny that, you know, your rescheduled Davis County game is 4 days from the home game, which is Panthers versus Cancer. You know, last time I talked to you, I think you said that you had a few auction items. The website is live. Can't quite bid on things yet, but it's live now and you can view stuff.
Yeah, you can view stuff on there. It's 32auctions.com, and you can search for Panthers versus Cancer. We've been getting more and more donations coming in. I've been running around town and picking them up and bringing them in here to school, and Megan's getting them a picture of them, getting them updated. And then the t-shirt designs or t-shirt, I think go through January 5th. So then reminder about that. That's always one of our biggest fundraisers is the people sales, and credit to Rainmakers for all they do with that. As well as then if you want to get either your name or your business or your in memory of, you know, whoever on the back of the shirt, that's a $500 donation, and reach out to Megan or I, and we can get that addressed.
All right. Well, look forward to seeing you on Tuesday, and hope everybody's healthy and ready to go.
Yep. Thank you.
That's Matt Richart, Knoxville girls basketball coach. We'll have more after this on KNIA Careless.